Vous nous écoutez en DAB+, sur la communauté d'agglomération du Grand Avignon.
Welcome to our podcast, where we explore the unique experiences of exchange students from two European schools. My name is Mila.
I'm Sofiane.
My name is Chelsea.
Join us, we dive into our funny stories, exciting challenges, culture discoveries, and unforgettable memories on this exchange program. In this episode, we will introduce the Erasmus Plus program. Why a podcast? Why in English? We will answer these questions while exploring themes of culture, history, and also citizenship.
French group of 12 students from a middle school called Ansel Mathieu in Avignon, and 11 Polish students from Piotr Mekowski, bilingual high school in Krakow, have come together for an education and cultural adventure.
Firstly, we're going to talk about the experience of discovering each other through Erasmus. Secondly, another group will tell you about their exploring history and citizenship together. Next, you will learn about the impact of Erasmus program, how we can grow together as a European citizen, and a lot of interesting facts. Stay tuned for our aspirant journey of learning, friendship, and adventures.
In this part, we will talk about Erasmus from our perspective. We will introduce our schools and countries to help you understand how fun and interesting the exchange really is. Our names are Jacob, Lydia, Deborah, Carolina, and Nadia. First, how did our partnership start? Well, everything started when our schools joined the Erasmus Plus program. The partnership began in June 2024 with the help of Mr. Perreon, Mrs. Val, Mrs. Cherali, and Ms. Majewska. The French teachers posted a message on Facebook to find a partner school in Poland. And that's how they connected with Dorota, a teacher from Kraków. They decided to start a collaboration, and since then we've been working together. Because we all come from different countries, we needed a common language to communicate. So we chose English, which is the most comfortable language for everyone. Thanks to this program, we've also had the opportunity to start learning other languages, such as French and Polish. This project is important to us because it allows us to discover different cultures, understand each other better, and feel more connected as Europeans.
Before two exchanges, we got to know each other through video calls and online projects. At the beginning of the project, we sent each other video presentations of ourselves on the school. It helped us get to know each other a bit more before we meet for the first time. Moreover, we participated in cultural presentations and quizzes, and we prepared by learning about each other's language and tradition. We had to do presentations on each country's history, culture, and monument. This activity really helped break the ice and build strong first impressions.
Let's now talk about our school systems. We have already introduced our school in the introduction. And how do they work? How are they different or similar? The Polish school is much smaller than the French one, with fewer students. In Poland, primary school lasts 8 years. After that, students take an exam to determine which high school they can attend. Polish students must also choose extended subjects, which is different from France. We also discovered many cultural differences. For example, French students have less breaks during the school day than Polish students, and French students can go home for lunch, but in Poland, we have to stay in school.
We will now focus on stereotypes. Those funny is suppressing idea we something have about another countries. As European students, we have many opportunities to discover what life is like in other parts of Europe, and the exchange is one of the best examples. It gives us opportunities to break down cliches, change what we through we know, and better understand each other's culture through real life experience. First, when Polish students arrived in France, they were impressed by how beautiful historical monuments were. The French students welcomed them warmly. They were always smiling in Polish. In another side, French students noticed in Polish cities are generally clean and the Poles are a bit shy to French people. Also, in French, shops are often open 7 days a week. In Poland, most shops are closing in Sundays. We also eat and challenge some stereotype, like some people believe Polish is always cold and weird, which isn't true. And Polish children through French people eat frog and snitch every day and are extremely romantic. Well, maybe some things.
To conclude our part, we'd like to share some fun facts about our countries. Let's start with Poland. Did you know that Krakow is home to Europe's largest medieval market square? It's a beautiful and a historic place that attracts many tourists every year. Also, the national symbol of Poland is a white eagle, which appears on the national coat of arms. And here's something cultural. Polish people often use diminutives when speaking. It's a way of showing affection or friendliness in everyday language. Now, let's move on to France. In France, people greet each other with kisses on the cheek, called les bisous. The number of kisses depends on the region. It can be 2, 3, or even 4. Another interesting fact is that lunch breaks can be very long. In some places, they can last up to 2 hours. And it's common for people to go home to eat with their families. Finally, the national symbol of France is the rooster, or le coq, in French. You often see it used in sports and official events. These small cultural details are part of what makes this exchange so fun and enriching for all of us.
In this part, we are going to talk about the shared historical experiences and what it means to be an active European citizen. Our names are Feriel, Shainez, Alaijin, Miki, and Asia.
To begin with, let's talk about the historical visit with the French student. We visited several historical places, including Cathedral in Krakow and the Auschwitz Memorial. This day was really emotional for us. We felt feeling we had never felt in the classroom. The visit alerted us because it made us think about democracy and freedom on the political level. With our school, we worked on the Shoah during our year. Visiting a concentration camp has helped us understand that the Shoah is a result of dictature. Moreover, it showed us the importance of the freedom and the human rights. Nowadays, thanks to the European Union, we all work to protect each other as opposed to fighting with each other.
We also visited two beautiful cities, Krakow in Poland and Avignon in France. In Krakow, we saw old monuments like the Cathedral Mariacki and the Jewish Quarter. In Avignon, we visited the Palais des Papes, the largest palace from the Middle Age in Europe. These places help us learn more about each country, like our culture, religions, and the history of the cities. We also compared the history of our countries with the history of Europe. We now understand that we have a lot in common. We are not that different from each other.
We saw that many countries have had wars, kings, revolutions, and changes in government. Even if our stories are different, we share many common values, like as teenagers, we need to be free, have different opinions. During the trip, we did activities about citizenship. We talked about our rights and what it means to become a citizen. We played games to understand how democracy works and how people can make decisions together. One of the most noteworthy places that we visited in France was the Pope's Palace, where we learned that the papacy moving from Rome to Avignon partially influenced all the Catholic countries, including Poland. It impacted the decisions that were made, and for us, the palace symbolized how the spiritual and political life was shaped in our countries, Poland and France. Unfortunately, we were not able to see the whole of the palace due to the preparations for a fashion show, but it was still an illuminating experience.
As to the comparison of the history of our countries, both of them had their origins as Catholic countries. However, Poland more or less stayed that way, and France became much more diverse in culture and religion due to the higher levels of immigration. A figure that best represents how the history of Poland and France was connected is Napoleon Bonaparte. Napoleon was a sense of hope for Polish people during the time that it was partitioned. We Polish people saw him as a hero who could help us restore our country's independence. We even mention him in our national anthem. The meaning of Napoleon for France was also very significant. He was the greatest leader called the God of War by the French people. A personal example of how our histories are blended is that during the Second World War, part of my family fled to France seeking shelter, and as a result of that, multiple generations of my family speak French, starting from my great-great-grandma, ending with my mom.
This shows the beauty of who two countries become friends. We are proud to be European, and of who deep the meaning of our history and culture goes and all the challenges that we overcame together. I greatly appreciate that we are now able to travel freely and share our experience and culture with each other and become globally minded people. This project helped us understand the importance of democracy, freedom, and solidarity. We learned that it's important to listen to others, to help each other, and to work together to make the world a better place.
This part now is dedicated to friendships, which have been made during our Erasmus project this year. This project allows you to make many friendships and form amazing intercultural bonds. The first time we saw each other, it was quite awkward, but with every next day, we got the opportunity to become best friends. When we were preparing pierogi in Poland, we had a lot of time to talk and befriend each other. During the city games in France, we had to work together for a common goal and think beyond the language and cultural barriers.
In fact, Erasmus helped us become more open, confident and independent. Through the countless activities we took part in, we had to learn to navigate in new cities and take care of each other. During location-based game, we had to be confident in your opinion and sometimes even take lead. It was also very important to respect the timetable and keep your living space clean. That helped us become a lot more independent and mature.
Erasmus Plus has improved your English and helped to learn another language and live in studying in another country to have your life. But also to have a friend in different place in the world. It allows it to be sociable and less shy. Moreover, he meets now people every day and do need to learn to speak with them better and quickly.
Furthermore, language learning opens minds and builds your confidence. The Erasmus project has allowed us to see that English is deeply important to communicate with each other. We had to speak in different languages when we travel and communicate in different situations, and it is an extremely meaningful skill for our future. For example, we had to speak in English in shops, train stations, airports, etc.
Based on our experiences from this exchange, we can say that Erasmus is great for young people. I think it helps us become more open to other cultures and prepares the youth not just for jobs, but for life. It teaches us that the world is full of different people, but we all are the same in some way. Erasmus is a big chance for people who don't have enough resources to travel to visit other countries. I met a lot of amazing people, for example, students from Avignon. They told us about their culture, so we got to know more traditions. I also tried many local dishes like crepe, croque-monsieur, croissant and many more. I feel that thanks to this project we got to see reality of traveling, cultures and people, and we got to share our Polish culture as well.
Overall, Erasmus Plus was a great experience, but there were some things I wish I had known before I left my country. First of all, don't be afraid. Even if you aren't confident in your language skills, there were many situations in which we had to show what we mean using hand gestures, but that's what this is about. Exchanges are all about learning and gaining soft skills, and you won't be alone in it, because friends from your group and students from partnering school are there with you. All you need to have is an open mind, friendly attitude, and something like a will to discover. And my advice is, don't be shy, because everyone is very friendly, and there's simply no other way than to befriend them other than talking. Most important thing is to just enjoy this opportunity as much as you can.
And last but not least, we wanted to say that we are really thankful for having the chance to meet new people, discover a new culture, tradition, and also visit different countries. When talking about the key moment of your journey, we all enjoyed the process of making pierogi, Polish traditional dish, as well as the visit to Auschwitz Museum and rafting on the Dunajec River. In France, we truly liked the trip to Montpellier and the other game, and also the Polish children were very impressed by the city Avignon in general.
The Erasmus project is a big opportunity for each of us. We meet new friends, share in interest, and explore each other's history. It's a great occasion for personal and academic development. As students, we can improve language skills, communication and teamwork.
Europe's all about coming together from different places, cultures and background. That's what makes it awesome. We don't have to be the same to stand united. By sharing, learning from each other and working together, we build something stronger. The Erasmus project was a unique experience for us. It came with a lot of good memories that will surely stay with us for a long time.
And thank you to all the amazing teachers, schools and students who made this journey unforgettable. Your support and dedication created a welcoming and inspiring environment for everyone. We learned so much, not just in class, but from each other. The friendships, laughter and teamwork made it truly special. We're grateful for every moment shared together.
So, have you ever thought about doing Erasmus? Well, you should, because it's not only about traveling around the world, but also connecting with different people, expanding your knowledge and social skills. It's also a great experience that we think everyone should have.
Erasmus, travel, learn, connect. Erasmus, voyage, apprendre, connecter. Erasmus, podróżuj, ucz się, jedno się.